What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. Bay. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. I cut off abruptly. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24-7.
We got the economy coming back, and we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever.
If you're not listening to us and you're listening to us as a pod live, then you're listening to us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, and always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate El Fuckaroony over it, for it, of it. Wait, we out of it. There
El
we go.
El Fuckaroony, wee wee.
My preposition.
Oh, yes.
Join us, everybody, for the next couple of hours. If you're listening, you already have. So stay with us, I should say.
Don't go anywhere.
Unless you're overhearing us in your neighbor's cube at work.
Yes, eavesdropper.
Which we may recommend headphones.
Pump that shit, baby.
For our
spread the crabs. Tell your friends. Tell your friends about our show. Even if you think they'll hate it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
Yes. Tell them all about it.
The way back in the day when I was working in Cube Land for that healthcare system company, they I was also listening to Howard Stern pretty frequently back in that day, and I would definitely sit there with my headphones on and do my spreadsheets and all the and my database bullshit. Anyway, I don't think I said my name. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and a big congratulations to Guam. Welcome to adulthood. They legalized
marijuana. You're talking?
Oh hell yeah!
Yes, sir, Jesus.
You didn't do the whole thing.
Well, he was just responding, yes, sir, Jesus,
I know,
to the marijuana.
But I have a dance move. I have to do this.
But the clip doesn't the rest of the clip doesn't work.
Oh, God.
The reaction I wanted.
Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it.
There you go.
Okay, now I can go on with my day.
It's a lovely Wednesday here in the Panhandle, everyone, before the ball-saggingly hot weather comes in.
Is weed legal?
Please clap.
Just checking.
No.
No, okay.
Tisn't.
Why? Why?
Because of conservatives.
Thinking the way...
Well, how far back do you want to go? Do you want to... We can blame Hearst.
Oh, yeah, blame him.
For a little bit of it.
Blame
it. A lot of it.
Blame it on Hearst.
The paper industry and the anti-hemp industry.
Why you anti-hemp, baby?
Reefer Madness, y'all. You may be able to get that on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and you can sign up for Prime there, or do that every time. Go through our link every time you're going to go buy shit at Amazon, and we get a little...
yes, sir, Jesus!
We get a little,
I will do it!
We get a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
How does he... How does he decide to say that? Because you didn't cut that together. That is an actual sentence out of his yap.
Sure.
How did he decide to say that?
I don't clip any of these little clips together. I clip them apart.
Right, right, right.
But I don't put them together.
He said that.
Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it.
Yes, sir, Jesus.
God damn it.
Yes, I can feel it.
Oh, and he has guns, right? This guy has guns.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
sure.
Oh, my Christ.
War!
Great.
Yeesh.
Meet my neighbor. He's screaming.
Let's see what's going on as far as the headlines are concerned. And then we'll get into the stuff we really give a shit about. Not that we don't give a shit about the headlines.
Characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So motherfucking deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, March 27th, 2019.
The year of our non-existent Lord.
These are your headlines.
I got a life force.
Ooh.
Shit, man. That's a scary
Joe Rogan,
too.
Metaphysically, is a Christmas hog.
Metaphysically.
I mean, if Alex Jones called us up, what?
I was just gonna, what does Christmas have to do with
any Christmas
of it?
Hog?
Yeah.
A Christmas hog is like Thanksgiving turkey, right? It's supposed to be the meal.
Oh, the ham.
A Christmas hog that you eat. That we're raising that hog for Christmas. That's who Joe Rogan is to Alex Jones.
Oh, I get it now.
But I don't get it. How is Joe Rogan a Christmas hog?
Because it was war.
A metaphysical.
All that war stuff was about Joe Rogan.
So he's the,
And apparently his war with the entertainment reporter at CNN, Brian Stelter, is on hold.
Jesus Christ.
And he had most recently declared war with Rogan, but then he went on Rogan's podcast and they made nice.
Do you think he takes like a depression med, Alex Jones? Do you think he takes anything like a, I don't know.
It ain't working.
Right. Crank it up a notch.
It needs to.
Fucking batshit, yeah. Dude, man. You're crazy.
Over to the commie pinko liberal Huff Post. The headline there, if it's the same one. Oh, it changed. Well, look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
It says, they're going after Kamala.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the HuffPost, we talked about this last week, maybe, I think, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
That the HuffPost seems to be selectively dropping these hit pieces that they then put as the headline.
Okay. Why?
Remember it was Klobuchar?
Yes.
She's meanie to her employees.
That one seems like total fucking bullshit.
Something about, I forget what about Gillibrand. And they went after her for something. They went after Jolton Joe Biden already.
Right.
They went after Cory Booker. Now it's Kamala.
Right.
It says the human toll of Kamala's crusade.
That means the work she did as a prosecutor. Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, I guess she was, I don't know. It says the progressive, in quotes, prosecutor wanted to transform how California responded to students who missed school.
Oh, wow.
Says parents like Cherie Peoples wound up paying the price. I guess a woman had been arrested because of a truancy law.
Okay.
She was Peoples was arrested for her daughter's spotty school attendance record under a truancy law that then California Attorney General Kamala Harris had personally championed in the state legislature.
Okay.
The law enacted in 2011. Excuse me.
Ooh. Oh, God bless you. Got a foul. At Vile Experience. God bless you. I'm an atheist, but still, God bless you.
Got a frog.
Right.
The made it a misdemeanor for parents to allow kids in K through 8 grades to miss more than 10% of school days without a valid excuse. Her 11-year-old daughter had missed 20 days so far that school year.
Okay.
So she got arrested?
So the mother got arrested.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Am I supposed to like this? Tell me
no,
how I
don't
feel
like
about this.
No, I don't like this one. I don't like that one.
Is it valid to discuss this? I mean, I think this is, you know, because some of these things that you're talking about, like the HuffPo does these hit pieces. I mean, honestly, the stuff about Joe Biden and Anita Hill.
I didn't say they weren't accurate.
Oh,
I just said they're hit pieces.
Oh, no, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I think they're valid to talk about.
Oh,
I think
sure.
This Kamala stuff is valid. I don't know about that. Who's mean? Klobuchar's a meanie? Who gives a fuck?
Well, I just wonder about the HuffPo if they're going to give equal time to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if
despite the validity.
Or if the HuffPo has a horse in the race that they're going to try to push our direction.
I mean, I will vote for Kamala. I will vote for who the fuck ever is running against this Nazi.
Absolutely.
But I will say that I think we should all discuss what she did as a cop. Why not?
Sure.
I mean,
so that's it's a really long, long, long story about how this poor woman's life was fucked up because of her crime. She was arrested because her daughter missed too many days of school.
I mean, do you think that helps the situation to put mommy in jail?
I don't think that helps.
Hey, Kamala, I have a question. If mommy's in jail, will the kid be more or less likely to go to school? I don't know.
Right.
I'm not the fucking expert.
So that's the headline over the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudgies are squealing about.
Yay.
I saw this a couple minutes ago. Yeah, it's the same picture.
What is this?
It's a screen cap of Rachel Maddow looking perplexed.
Right. Okay.
And it says, now what?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, Drudge. How fucking dare you? Listen, we talk about... one second. I have something to say to Drudge. You motherfucker.
Matt, if you're listening.
Yes, Matt. Mr. Cumdress. That's what your fucking website's built on. Cumdress. You don't update it. It looks like fucking garbage.
Having said that,
What?
I would... please send us your Cumdress
stories. Yes, please
stories.
Send us your...
everybody.
Your Cumdress stories.
Not your personal ones. We don't care about them. Only if you have a Cumdress story about... an elected official.
You know, and aside from what we do on crab diving, because, you know, we've been covering this Trump thing since it started.
Sure.
You've been pulling stories about Trump since that fucking fascist has wiggled his fat ass into the fucking White House. And before that.
When he rode down the escalator and announced.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, second to crab diving, Rachel Maddow's coverage of this goddamn Trump administration has been spot on, and it's been fucking amazing. So to those that would poo-poo her, I would say sit and spin on this middle finger that you can't see. We don't do video. Fuck you.
That leads to a Daily Beast story that says that post-Mueller, yes. MSNBC's ratings have fizzled.
Right.
The Mueller report and its potential implications have driven the network's coverage and monster ratings for 2 years. Now it's ended with a whimper and is leaving the execs in a bind. They say.
Right, right. I'm sorry, dickbags. It's Watergate on steroids. And this is where we are in it right now. Our goddamn president has used the bully pulpit from Fox News in some wacko Billy Barr to bullshit his way through this fucking thing. And that's how it turned out. Fuck you.
They say it was obviously a couple of big nights for Fox.
Oh, suck dicks over there, you losers. Fuck you. Right? Fuck them. Right?
Maddow on her program Monday night listed a number of unanswered questions from the Barr letter, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's more stuff to talk about. With this Russia shit, with this Mueller shit, do not pretend it doesn't exist anymore. Are we all finished with this now? I mean, do we move on? Is there no more Russia stories? Is it resolved?
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Several MSNBC employees who spoke to the Daily Beast following the release of the report said that Malcolm Nance appears regularly across numerous shows on the network. Many producers already had reservations about bringing him on, giving his penchant for over-the-top rhetoric related to the investigation.
Ugh. Wait.
But until Mueller's full report is released, there is no sense that there will be any major changes at the network or evaluation of its coverage. Malcolm Nance and John Brennan, both contributors, are expected to be back on the air in the coming days. So they're two of the biggest firebrands that were on there. Brennan is already kind of, I wouldn't say, I guess he did apologize.
Oh, my God.
For calling Trump a traitor.
We're being fucked. Do not, goddamn, once more into the breach, bitches. This is not this is no time to apologize. This is more fist. We got fucked with this barman summary. Malcolm Nance doesn't need to tone it down. Are we out of, is everyone taking LSD? Did we all wake up this morning and say, oh, Trump's, he's just fine over there. He's squeaky fucking clean. Good Christ. Over the top.
The hope now is that Trump's conduct as president, along with the ramping up of the 2020 presidential campaign, will prove powerful enough headlines to give MSNBC the opportunity to regroup. Chris Hayes led his show Tuesday night with an interview with Bernie Sanders and South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg about the Trump administration's decision to pursue yet another repeal of Obamacare.
I mean, what is this guy fucking, who is this from Drudge?
Well, and it's been a few days. This is the Daily Beast. Oh. It's only been a few days. I mean, they're talking about like MSNBC is in the toilet now. Because Fox had a few good days doing victory laps.
Right.
For Trump.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not, it doesn't matter. You know, we're in this world where for the other side, whatever you want to call those idiots, it doesn't matter. It didn't matter.
We were there a while ago, yeah.
What that Bill Barr fucking thing said. Right. It didn't matter. Trump would be saying the same fucking bullshit.
Shout Factory TV.
Work your thoughts, and in them see a siege. Behold the ordnance on their carriages, with fatal mouths gaping on girded half-earth. Suppose the ambassador from the French comes back, tells Harry that the king does offer him Catherine, his daughter, and with her to dowry some petty and unprofitable dukedoms. The offer lacks him not, and the nimble gunner.
God, I had forgotten how much he sets up the speech.
Is that
this is from Henry V, everyone?
Oh, is that Derek Jacobi?
It's Derek, the amazing Derek Jacobi.
Let's go get these motherfuckers!
Once more into the breach, dear friend! Once more! Or close the wall up with our English dead!
Kenneth Branagh.
Oh my God, I just threw my office chair out the window. We're burning everything here at Crab Diving.
We're not.
Man, that shit gets
metaphorically,
me fired up.
Metaphorically, we're burning everything.
Yeah, you know what I like? I like the tennis ball speech. Oh, he sends me tennis balls. Suck my dick, Mr. Frenchman.
Joe Rogan.
Oops.
I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
How do you take an audience from Kenneth Branagh and Derek Jacobi to this twat?
Well, I just did.
Yeah.
Welcome to Crab Diving, everyone.
I mean, Alex Jones is Shakespearean. I mean,
Sure. We've talked about
that
before.
Can't argue that.
He missed his calling. He should be over at the Utah Shakespeare Festival.
Could you imagine doing a whole season of something with that fuckhead? Oh, my God. He would be a nightmare in the dressing room.
Are you suggesting that he might be a prima donna?
Oh, you know, this dickhead. He's walking around in his underwear. He's going to fucking put his shoes on the dressing room table, on the makeup table. Oh, yes.
No more games! War! Ah!
He adds that in.
Yes.
Again, I didn't cut that. He said, no more games! War! Arg, if one is doing the script.
I mean, yeah. It's just
a lot of A's.
Yeah.
Arg.
But we can't apologize. What are we apologizing for? What the fuck are we fucking apologizing to that fucking elitist twunt for?
The castle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe he wasn't attacked by a monster while he was writing it. Well, you wouldn't carve Arg, would you? Monty Python moment.
I mean, what? I'm a newt. What in the shit are we apologizing? What is the idea that people are apologizing? What is that even about?
Who are we talking about?
These people.
About?
You said someone apologized. Who apologized for calling Trump a traitor?
Oh, John Brennan.
Why?
Because he did a lot.
Okay. He's not? Show me evidence he's not a traitor.
He says he was relieved there was no criminal conspiracy.
Do we know that? I mean, there's no criminal conspiracy in any of this bullshit that went on with any of these fuckheads from the Trump administration.
Says
nothing.
He may have had bad info.
Okay. Oh, God.
Ex-CIA Director John Brennan admits he may have had bad information regarding President Trump and Russia.
This is bullshit. This is getting shoved down our motherfucking throats. And even the Democrats are like, we can't run on this, so we're going to talk about healthcare, and that's fine. I get it. But just know, we are allowing this bullshit narrative to be shoved down our fucking throats and up our asses. And it's not good. God. Fuck this. Furious.
There's a lot going on.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Right.
Thank you.
I've got a story here that, you know, we talked about a little bit. We touched on one of the earlier stories, touched on this new assault on Obamacare.
Yes.
This ridiculous bullshit where Trump has ordered the AG and the Justice Department to, I don't know, sue or try somehow to judicially, since they couldn't do it with the votes, John McCain sticking his thumb down,
right.
Since they couldn't wash all the black off of the health care, the black Obama prints all over the health care.
Obama said he didn't even want it to be called Obamacare. He wanted it to be called something else.
The Affordable Care Act.
Do you think that's why? Do you think he thought, my God, if it's called Obamacare, some lunatic on the other side will be elected and can't bear to have something named after a black man.
He didn't coin that phrase. The other side did.
I like it.
Well, he grew to like it because it ended up helping a lot of people. He didn't want it to be called Obamacare.
Yes.
He's reportedly decided to go ahead trying to repeal it. There's a whole bunch of Republicans out there secretly squealing pig squeals because they're all cowards.
Right.
I saw one anonymous Republican senator said, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't want anything to do with this repeal, with this. It's a disaster. And others are losing their minds because this is... He basically poured water over the little fire they had dancing around the Mueller report, the dud of a Mueller report.
Okay. And also, just so I understand, the Democrats will be united against what Trump wants to do with healthcare.
Yeah.
Even Joe Manchin?
I would think Joe Manchin.
Okay.
Because.
Holy shit.
Because those purpley state Democrats all won talking about health care.
Right.
And keeping it and getting it, making it better for people and bringing costs down and making insurance cheaper, making sure you keep pre-existing conditions, not the way the Republicans want to do it, which means we're going to force, we're going, don't worry, we got you covered. We're going to force these insurance companies
right.
to offer you coverage that includes pre-existing conditions. What they don't say is that coverage is $10,000 a month.
So it might as well not exist.
Right. So, but they're going to make them offer it to you. Whereas the whole point of the ACA was to force them to accept people with pre-existing conditions and keep the costs down so that these people, which is 100 plus million people, asthma right. is, you know, I mean, allergies is a pre-existing condition.
Good God. What the fuck? Then, what do you use the healthcare for?
Well, right.
And, you know, man, I get that I'm somebody that yells into a microphone, you know, talk, whatever the fuck. Because I just totally missed
on several platforms.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I yelled at any potential snake owners last night in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you know, how do you love a pet without ears? And fuck you for bringing these horrible animals into our ecosystem.
Fuck you.
Whatever. I yelled at them. You're right. I don't know what I'm talking. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. I thought that at this point he would be impeached because even the other side, those dingbats, those fucking idiots, those slack-jawed morons on the other side would be so horrified by what this man was doing to our country, they would have no choice but to impeach him.
Mm-mm.
What the fuck happened to that?
He's blood. I heard will lots of people say that. Politically, lots not violently.
God.
Can you put back in broken revive? Their back. The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven.
That is, I don't give a shit. You play that under some bullshit.
Oh, sure.
Under some bullshit like, I don't know, some Michael Nyman music or something. And that
oh, sure.
sounds like
yeah, yeah.
fucking, that's some good shit. Oh, that's crazy. Bone.
Bone must meet bone.
So now there's a story from the New York Times.
Fake news.
That claims that even the vice president, mother's husband,
yes,
slithered into the Oval Office and was trying to talk Trump out of going after Obamacare.
No
again.
Shit. Slithered in there. He slithers. I'm just trying to picture that. Him as a snake.
It says the Trump administration's surprise decision to press for a court-ordered demolition of the Affordable Care Act came after a heated meeting in the Oval Office on
Ooh,
Monday,
yes.
where his acting chief of staff, that's that Mick Mulvaney
oh,
creature,
yes.
And others convinced, I apologize on behalf of Irish people.
Okay, for Mulvaney.
For Mulvaney.
Mm, yeah, you should. That guy's the worst.
Where his acting chief of staff and others convinced him, Mulvaney's on the side of evil on this
right.
one. Mulvaney wants the ACA gone.
Right.
He convinced Trump that he could do it through the courts, what he couldn't do through Congress. Mulvaney, acting White House chief of staff, former congressman from South Carolina. I think we had some comments on our Facebook page from people that he was their representative for a while. And they're like, you think he was bad? He's bad now.
Right.
He was just a fucking asshole.
Oh, geez.
But South Carolina Republican.
Yay. What do you expect, I guess, right?
He spent years squealing in the House that the health care should be repealed.
Right.
And his handpicked head of domestic policy counsel, Joe Grogan, I don't know who that is, supported the idea of joining the Republican Attorney General's lawsuit to invalidate the ACA. That's the one that the new governor of Wisconsin
oh, yeah.
just pulled out of
right.
after he won the court case preventing the Republicans from taking away all of his power.
Oh, yes. It's like...
The first thing he did,
yeah.
one of the first things was pull Wisconsin out of that lawsuit.
Right.
To bring down the rest of the ACA.
Yeah.
But I mean, now the feds are joining it.
Right. I was just going to make the point, you know, that story we did yesterday, we covered some of that power grab Wisconsin was trying to do from the governorship.
Yeah.
It's like you get elected and then you have to fight for what you actually got elected to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that there's nothing. What aren't the Republicans trying to do to fuck up our government?
Well, and
what aren't they doing?
How is that not the definition of undemocratic?
Right.
The people's obviously liked whatever is said better than what Scott Walker gurgled or hissed or whatever sounds
right.
came out of his cloaca face.
Oh boy, I never really heard him speak that much.
Oh, he sounds like this. He sounds like
is he dynamic?
Oh yeah, he's effervescent.
I mean, you know, it's like God. It's just when do these lunatics that vote for these fucknuts? When are they woke to that?
They don't like democracy
because is it Jesus?
Some don't, they don't want
fucking tell me it's Jesus.
Well,
again.
And black people they don't
Racism,
think black people
okay.
should be able to vote.
And guns, they like their guns.
Sure.
And all this other shit. Okay. Good.
The suit, blah, blah, blah. District court. Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. There's a district court that ruled that the entire law was rendered unconstitutional when they took out the tax penalty for not having insurance.
Yes.
But it gets into the technical bullshit here at the Times.
Right.
Then it says, among those with concerns was Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel,
right,
who shared that it was opposed by the new attorney general, William Barr. Vice President Pence was concerned about the political ramifications of moving ahead without a strategy or a plan to handle the suddenly uninsured if the suit succeeds. Hundreds of millions or tens of millions of people instantly their health care would go away because nobody's paying for it anymore.
So, well, oh, my God. I mean, he can't govern
and
he can't govern.
No longer will kids be able to be on their parents' insurance till 26.
Yeah,
that's really popular as kids stay in school.
Right.
And get grad degrees and shit.
That helps,
and,
yes.
And try to get established with a starter job that
right.
doesn't offer fuck because of the Republicans and the capitalists taking over and taking away benefits down the line and saying, you should be happy that you're making 18 cents an hour and working at this job.
I mean, it's one thing to, you know, if the government doesn't help you, I mean, you know, that sucks. And they don't do anything. That's horrible. But to actually be vindictive.
Well, yeah.
To hurt you. That's nuts.
And that's
dude.
What they tried to do before to when they just tried to repeal it
outright,
and they had no back. They had nothing to back it up.
Yeah.
There was repeal, but no replace. And that's one of the reasons that John McCain stuck his thumb down.
Right.
Was it was just an outward blast at the ACA, and then it was back to the Wild West.
Yeah. And then what do you do with all these people that are going to lose coverage? They're not going to, I mean,
well, yeah.
surely they wouldn't.
They're going to die off.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to vote for you,
healthcare.
Donald. You idiot.
Or they're going to start going to the emergency rooms again.
Yeah, yeah.
And burdening the system even more.
Right.
By going to the emergency room for things that aren't emergency.
Vote blue. Maybe this nightmare will cease just a little bit. You know what I mean? Maybe we'll get universal health care. Who knows?
Trump, of course, is doubling down.
Yes.
If the Supreme Court rules that Obamacare is out, we'll have a plan that is far better than Obamacare. No, you won't. You won't.
How can he lie like that?
Well, right. And guess who's got to get involved?
I don't know.
The Democratic House of Representatives
yes.
needs to be involved in this because
right.
they're in charge.
I mean, he's not going to be able to do anything without them, right?
Not as far as putting together a new healthcare system, no.
But he can get rid of what?
Because they're trying to do it through the courts.
Oh, how scary. How scary for this country. How could you idiots vote for him, you fucking morons?
But the story I read was that that it got a little, they said, heated.
Yes.
And that Trump ultimately was convinced by Mulvaney, who said, your base is gonna love it.
Oh, yeah.
You ran on
right
ripping Obamacare out of the system. Your base is gonna love it. And Trump is like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Ugh. Even though Pence had said, quote, was concerned about the political ramifications.
Is anyone concerned about the human fucking ramifications? No.
Not Republicans. Are you kidding me?
Fuck.
Not the Republicans.
It's criminal. I mean, really, it is what these lunatics are doing.
Yeah.
What is it? Yesterday, Betsy DeVos was to cut funding to special education. God, fuck them. Fuck the Republicans, not people.
And Special Olympics.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Awesome.
What's wrong with these lunatic Republicans, man?
Here's a little good news, but as always,
with a caveat,
Trump era, it means that something horrific has been stopped or blocked or temporarily held or whatever, reversed.
Right.
U.S. federal judge just a little while ago overturned Trump's reapproval of a plan by the state of Kentucky to impose work requirements on those trying to get Medicaid.
Oh, my God. So I see. So
so if your Medicaid is for the poorest.
Yes.
Among us.
That's treating Medicaid like it's, I don't know, like you're giving someone a new car or something like that. Something, some gift. You're right. Giving them a safety net. It's help.
So a judge has ruled that the Department of Health and Human Services acted arbitrarily in granting Kentucky a waiver from the Medicaid requirements in order to implement its plan. So there you go.
What do you think about a law that says if you get any kind of corporate welfare, you claim any tax breaks, you're a big corporation, your CEO and your board of directors, everybody has to piss in a cup. What about that? Why don't we do that? When we drug test these CEOs.
But those are rich white people. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Shit, I forgot. God, they're not held
to. They're not. They don't have to abide by our laws and standards.
They're the job creators,
and that's what they think. It's that Ayn Randian fucking bullshit of these personal. They really think they're better. That some humans are better.
Somebody needs Medicaid. Somebody needs fucking food stamps. They're obviously on drugs. They're obviously, you know what I mean? Fuck you.
Another set of little bit of good news.
Yes.
I think we did this. We did this one yesterday. The federal judge ends the North Carolina ban on abortions after 20 weeks. Did we do that one yesterday?
I don't know. Well, good. That's good news. Get out of vaginas.
Oh, you know what? This is, we didn't do this story because this is actually kind of big.
Yes.
So this judge struck down a decades old ban on abortion after 20 weeks in North Carolina. And he said that any week or event specific abortion ban is unconstitutional. So if he's right and it worked its way up the courts, his decision stands.
Yes.
All of these trap laws go away. Your fetal heartbeat law, your 10 week, 12 week,
no, that's 20 awesome.
Week, whatever week,
wow.
All goes away. Meaning that the woman can get an abortion. The decision is between her and her doctor and until fetal viability. After that, it's the decision is with the doctor.
Right, right.
That, you
so
know.
So basically, they're leaving this decision up to a woman and her doctor.
Yes. Until viability.
Right.
Eight months, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The law took effect in 1973, only allowed an abortion after 20 weeks in the case of medical emergencies, and 20 weeks have stayed. in states. Like, those haven't been overturned. Shorter periods have been overturned.
Okay.
But the U.S. District Judge William Osteen, Greensboro, overturned the ban, allowing an abortion to take place at any point before the fetus is viable, as determined by a doctor.
Right.
His order will take effect in 60 days, allowing the state to appeal, which I'm sure it will.
Right.
Or to propose alternative legislation. He cited Supreme Court precedent, writing, quote, a state is never allowed to prohibit any swath of pre-viability abortions outright, no matter how strenuously it may believe that such a ban is in the best interests of its citizens or how minimal it might find the burden to women seeking an abortion. In other words, too fucking bad, it's a right.
Damn, that's nice. That's a big deal.
No matter how much the state wants to squeal, it's a federally protected right.
Sit and spin, religious wackos. Fuck you.
The North Carolina Attorney General's office is reviewing the decision.
Oh, shit, yes.
The groups have brought the lawsuit, Center for Reproductive Rights, the American Civil Liberties Union, and Planned Parenthood welcome the decision.
Right. Adults! The adults are in charge, okay.
The ruling appeared to thwart a bill brought by Republican lawmakers in North Carolina earlier this year that would have banned abortion after 13 weeks.
Holy shit.
When some women don't even know they're pregnant.
Boy, I hate these anti-choice wackos like Coach Dave, Brian Fisher, all these old white men dingbats.
And now they're trying to pass in some of these states. We've talked about them almost every time they tried to pass these fetal heartbeat laws, which means once the heart's beaten, which is like not that long, like a month right. or two. I mean, you really don't even know you're pregnant
yeah.
by the time the whatever is considered the heart
right.
starts beating in the
and
fetus.
These old white men, where's your empathy? I mean, you know, really.
Well, they have empathy for other old white people.
I mean, God.
And rich people.
It's something, I just don't understand this. Did they must think people getting abortions, it's like they're going to the fair to buy cotton candy, to ride the Ferris wheel, to have fun.
Yeah, well,
it's not that.
They're not protecting life. They don't want women having sexual freedom.
Okay.
It drives them crazy.
Right. Oh, that, yes. Yes.
It means that women will be able to have sex without consequence, Ryan.
Oh, my God. You puritanical wackos. Is there some place on this planet you could go? And
they came here.
Oh, go somewhere else.
They left the fucking Calvinists.
Jesus. Go to North Korea. They probably have similar laws. Go there. Get out of my face.
I guess that's you know, some good news.
That
hopefully,
is good fucking news.
Hopefully this judge's decision will stand.
Will there be a day when this country is able to stay out of vaginas legislatively? Do you know what I mean?
I hope. Elect women.
Yeah, that would help.
Elect a lot more women.
Right.
Not Republican women.
Oh yeah. No more Republicans. I mean, they're fucking up the party.
We've got this is a Trump's America story. I don't know how the audio is on this.
Eat my dick.
This is at in California. I mean, the fact that something like this could happen in California amazes me.
Yes.
Because in California, there's a couple of people that speak Spanish.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just letting you know.
I live there, yes.
A customer went berserk after spotting a bilingual menu at a Mexican restaurant.
So what?
In Southern California.
Because
let's stop for a moment and try to rack our brains. It's going to be hard. Who do you think he voted for?
Oh, you snowflake. You voted for Trump. You fucking loser.
Security cameras captured the man as he ranted and raged at employees and other customers, threatening to call immigration.
Just because the menu had two languages on it. Is that right? Am I understanding
this?
Yes.
The owner of the of Palapas Tacos in Anaheim.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Said that, well, Anaheim.
Right.
You know, that tells you a little bit.
Yeah, it can be kind of
Orange County.
There. Yes.
Said the man became enraged because the menu showed one special was available only on Friday, identified as Viernes.
Oh, oui, oui.
Although other signs in the restaurant spelled out the English word, the man started yelling, "I'm an American. I don't do Spanish."
You're a dingbat. You are an embarrassment. You are a garbage. You are a racist piece of bigoted shit.
Another customer urged him to go elsewhere.
Get the fuck out of here.
For a hamburger or hot dog.
Yeah.
Why don't you go somewhere for some American food?
Has this asshole ever been to a Chinese restaurant? You look on the menu. There's all kinds of... There's sometimes it's Chinese on the menu.
And then he threatened to call ICE on the restaurant's owner.
Well, of course.
Who is, by the way, a citizen.
Oh, okay. Well, what does that matter? Of course, he's brown. This guy voted for Trump. And our goddamn president gets up there and he says all this bullshit about Mexicans coming over, doing crimes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Illegal aliens doing crimes, all kinds of bullshit. Our president has demonized brown people. That's what's happening. Ugh.
One of the cooks
so
was
stupid.
Upset. One works honorably. We don't take bread out of anyone's mouths, he said.
There was Spanish on the menu. Spanish.
Did I mention it's a Mexican restaurant?
Yeah.
And the translations were elsewhere? There were signs that say Fridays only, but in one of the menus it said Viernes.
Deuce chills. I feel immense deuce chills. For our country, we are douchebags.
And good on, you know, a lot of these citizens that are standing up to these assholes now and not just whipping out your fucking camera. Both. Whip out your camera and challenge these assholes.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them to fuck off, you know?
It says it's Mexican. We're not in Mexico. We're in America.
A tirade over a taco.
Oh,
this man in Anaheim even yells at customers who try to come to the cashier's defense.
I'm an American. I don't do Spanish.
The owner of Palapas Tacos on Lincoln says the man could not understand the fish specials board because of this one word, Viernes, which is...
Anyway.
You know, I will...
You can hear the asshole yelling.
I do have one critique for this news, whoever wrote that news copy. It said a tirade over a taco. It's a racist tirade.
Well, they like being alliterative.
But I'm saying that they ignoring the racist element in their coverage? I'm just curious.
I'm not going to play the rest of the coverage, but I think they...
You better call out the racism, because that's part of the news. Okay.
And this is probably the local Anaheim station,
too.
It's probably Fox.
We got to be fair and balanced.
Fox Anaheim.
Do you hear that, guy? This is America!
It says it in Mexican. We're not in Mexico at one point, he says. We're in America, not Spanish.
We're in America, not Spanish.
So that tells you a lot right there of the caliber of these anti-immigrant, anti-Hispanic, anti-Mexican,
racist,
Trumpansy, foul beasts.
Absolutely. This foul beast, this fucknut, this racist troll. I feel bad for whoever you have to come in contact with on a regular basis. They must loathe you. Unless they're a fellow racist or a bigot.
I mean, if there's any schadenfreude, it's that he's miserable.
Ah,
he lives in fucking California. Even in Orange County, there's a lot of people speak Spanish. So he's got to be losing his mind.
We ain't in America. We ain't in Spanish. We aren't in Spanish. Oh,
we're in
God.
America, not. I closed it already. It was.
We're in America, not Spanish. Oh. Just, they're so dumb. We're in a dark place. We're in a dark place in this country. We're in Spanish. Are we in Spanish? What are we in right now?
We're in hell.
We're in hell.
We're in Republican conservative hell.
We in Florida. We're in Spanish. What a dickhead. Idiot.
I've got...
He has kids, probably, right?
The guy? Probably. I mean, he's an older dude. I mean,
sad. Boy.
Up there.
Your kids probably hate you, idiot.
The, I've got a story, speaking of ICE.
Yes. Ugh. Abolish.
This is from the House HuffPo.
Do you think in protest over ICE?
Go ahead.
We should boycott ICE, meaning order your drinks neat.
Like freedom fries instead of
fuck your ass in all forms.
I'm having this tepid Coke.
Right. I don't want your ice. Yes.
An immigration rights activist in New York.
Okay.
He's the Brian McCormick is his name, executive director of Columbia County Sanctuary Movement.
Okay.
Was escorting two undocumented immigrants on March 5th to court.
Right.
And as is wont sometimes, some local scumbag called ICE.
Oh, God.
Now, these guys are going to court to participate in the process.
They're on their way.
Yeah.
They're on their way.
So as they're leaving the court, ICE deportation Gestapo.
Yes.
Pulled over the car. ICE agents surrounded the vehicle.
Okay.
Approached the driver's side window and asked Mr. McCormick for his ID, which he produced. One of the agents produced what's called a warrant of arrest of alien.
Oh, my God.
Which is his document authorized by DHS.
Okay.
But they don't mean anything unless they're signed by a judge. They've got this piece of paper that they use to intimidate people into giving up their rights and going along with the ICE agents.
God damn. That's what law enforcement does. They know you don't know your rights as well as they do. So they're fucking with you. How do you hand some guy a warrant that's not signed by a judge, though? That's crazy.
This type of document directs federal immigration enforcement agents to arrest the person named on the warrant, but because it is not a judicial warrant, it was not court-ordered, not signed by a judge, ICE agents may not demand entry into a home or private space, car, to make an arrest.
Right. So basically, you could wipe your ass with that. It's basically something to wipe your ass with.
The gentleman, Mr. McCormick, who's the activist,
yes,
knows this.
Right.
And said, basically, fuck right off.
That's ridiculous. Good for that guy.
There's a little bit of the audio. Somebody, one of the, I think one of the people in the backseat took some.
Right.
That is a warrant.
No, it's not. It's a Department of Homeland Security order.
It's a warrant.
Okay. No, it's not a warrant. It's not a warrant under the Constitution of the United States.
It's, you know, it's HuffPo, so we got music.
Yeah, listen to that cop, man.
Warrant of arrest of alien.
Yeah, warrant of arrest of alien not signed by a judge. It's not a judicial warrant. I have no obligation to oblige by that warrant.
Jeez,
but ICE aren't cops, by the way.
Right. So what are they?
Extrajudicial thugs.
Can we get rid of these guys? Didn't Kamala say in an interview she wanted to get rid of ICE, abolish ICE?
Sure. A lot of
I like that.
He's the exec director of a local immigrant rights group.
Man, this guy.
He was pulled over with two undocumented immigrants in his car.
Yes.
ICE agents attempted to detain his passengers. He wouldn't let them.
Right.
Because he
knows. A lawful warrant.
Signed by a judge.
Of the Immigration and Nationality Act. And an official designated with that authority.
Are you hearing this, Mark?
Yeah, I tell him I'm on my way.
Mark is his attorney who is on the way.
Yeah, did you hear Mark? Tell him I'm on my way.
So,
of course.
He refused to allow the ICE agents to enter his car.
Yes.
Cell phone video captured part of the exchange.
Okay.
The community members inside the vehicle knew their rights also and refused to provide identification to these assholes.
To these thugs.
And remained silent. Answer any questions. The agent continued to press, telling him the document was a lawful warrant. Finally, he said, Mr. McCormick said, you have no jurisdiction over me as a citizen. I'm the driver of this vehicle.
Right.
The ICE agent implicitly threatened McCormick by asking if he's aware of Section 8 U.S.C. 1324A of the Immigration Nationality Act, which prohibits citizens from knowingly transporting undocumented immigrants.
Oh, shit.
And McCormick says that doesn't qualify what he was doing. Driving them to a court date bringing them across the border.
What were they doing at the court? I forgot.
I don't know. They had something to do with their immigration status, probably.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to the court. Fuck this. These people aren't helping.
ICE called the Hudson Police Department, dispatched two of their cars to the scene.
More thugs.
Upon arriving at the scene, McCormick's attorney told the ICE agents they do not have a judicial warrant, therefore cannot continue to hold his client. So he drove away.
So the guy drove away from the cops.
Yeah.
And ICE. That's nice.
The police dispersed shortly thereafter, it said.
Oh.
ICE, of course, squealy little pissy babies, issued a statement.
Yes.
Saying, well, the agents departed the scene to avoid further disruption.
To take away the disruption.
And individuals who intervene in or seek to impede ICE officers while they're carrying out their mission recklessly endanger not only the enforcement personnel, but also the individuals targeted for arrest and potentially innocent bystanders. That sounds like a threat of violence to me.
They don't want people doing what that guy did.
You're standing up for your rights. You know, somebody's going to get hurt. That's what that says.
This is garbage. This is absolute bullshit.
Those who engage in such actions expose themselves to potential criminal violations, not necessarily true, run the risk of harming the very people they purport to support.
The crazy thing about this, the only people that were going to harm anybody in this situation were the cops or ICE. That's it. The other people were just reading shit about their fucking rights. That's it.
He drove his passengers to a local interfaith church where they were able to enter sanctuary, though officials with warrants may arrest undocumented immigrants in religious centers of worship. They rarely do. They even abide by that.
Wow. Well, that's shocking.
ICE said it generally avoids arrests in sensitive locations.
Oh, thank you. God, what country are you? What country is this story in? Is this our country?
Well, not anymore, but
it's
the country in which we live.
Yes.
The community members have lived in the U.S. for a while. They remained at the church as of this afternoon. They're continuing to fight their case for legal status.
Shit, man.
So McCormick hopes the video of the exchange, which is going viral, will open people's eyes as to what happens when an individual or community exercises their rights.
they don't like that.
I hope when people see this video, it goes beyond just learning about their rights. I hope by this video spreading, more people are able to learn and find the courage and confidence to replicate this type of action. It's like those brave First Amendment people.
You know, Holy shit.
There's people who like these drunk driving.
The mass stops where they just checkpoints.
There's people who they film themselves saying, am I being detained? Am I suspected of a crime? Good night, officer. And they drive away.
Fuck you. And does the cop chase them?
Sometimes.
Oh, really? And
sometimes it's a deal, but most of the time they win.
Because the cop knows. See, these cops know they're fucking with you. These cops and these ICE fuckers, they probably know your rights better than you do. And they're trying to arrest you, to search you, to fuck with you.
Sometimes I think they don't. Sometimes I think they really think they can get away with it. The cops that argue with the people who take pictures all the time. Well, you know, it's illegal to take a picture of that. It's not.
Do you think they're lying, though? Do you think they know that and they're just trying to intimidate the other person?
I don't know, because they have to call their supervisors and stuff, and then the supervisor tells them, and then they get pissed and leave.
My theory is that these guys are well aware of everyone's rights, and they're very good at making people feel like
they don't
have them.
Absolutely, many of them.
And they, you know,
and remember, the Supreme Court nicely decided that they can lie.
Oh, right.
They can lie to you in any capacity.
They're supposed to serve us and protect, not fucking harass us and be goddamn thugs and pirates. Shit. I can't stop.
The famous I smell marijuana.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a black man standing in his own yard on a cell phone. We are going to shoot him as many times as we fucking want to.
What are they going to do when marijuana is made legal everywhere and they can't use that bullshit I smell marijuana anymore?
Search your car? They'll
to violate your rights.
They will figure something out. Oh, absolutely. Don't you worry.
So kudos to, what's his first name? Kevin McCormick. Kevin. Brian McCormick.
Right.
Executive Director of Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Obviously, this guy knows the shit if he's part of the sanctuary movement.
Yeah. Good for that guy for reading books and being smart. Shit.
And he's brown, too, standing
Holy
up to those police.
Shit. Wow.
I think good for his lawyer. I wonder if it took the lawyer showing up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I would say it took all of that. Absolutely.
So.
And you heard the lawyer on the phone. Oh, I'll be right there.
Well, he's obviously done this before.
Yeah, he's like, God, these cops.
All right.
But, you know, if we didn't have cameras, if we didn't have body cams, it would have went down a lot differently, right?
Quite possibly.
Everybody would have got some stick action, some violence. Somebody would have got shot. Who knows?
I forgot about this one. Speaking of the abortion laws.
Yes.
The law in Georgia they're trying to pass, their fetal heartbeat law there.
Okay.
The state Senate approved it.
Right.
In Georgia. It still has to be approved by the House of Reps and then signed by the governor there.
Okay.
The governor who was in charge of his own election. And
yeah, that's right. We're a joke. We're a fucking joke, man.
Well, the WGA, the Writers Guild of America,
yes,
has now issued a statement saying that if this law is passed in Georgia, basically Georgia and Atlanta can say bye-bye to their little version of Hollywood that they have there, where
the incentives.
Walking Dead is shot, all kind, and they're saying we're going to bail on Georgia.
Damn.
Well, pass that shit there.
Right.
This law could make Georgia an inhospitable place for those in the film and television industry to work.
Yeah, dude.
If the Georgia legislature and Governor Kemp make the bill a law, it is entirely possible that many of those in our industry will leave the state or decide not to bring productions there.
Yeah.
Such as the potential cost of a blatant attack on every woman's right to control her body.
I mean, again, can we just, this idea that Hollywood's a bunch of evil elite liberals? I mean, to me, that sounds like Hollywood's standing up for a woman's right to choose.
Yeah. The film and TV industry is responsible for more than 92,000 jobs and $4.6 billion in total wages in Georgia alone. According to the governor's office, film and TV production generated $2.7 billion dollars in direct spending in the state during the last fiscal year alone.
So what I'm seeing is, like, if you really want to fix these wacko states with these wacko fucked up laws about drugs, LGBT stuff, abortion, why don't you just say, hey, Mississippi, Lord of the Rings 7 is going to be shot there if you change X, Y, and Z. If you don't, you're not going to get all this fucking business.
Well, remember, it finally, in North Carolina, it finally took the NCAA canceling any championships remember?
Yes, yes, yes.
And Hollywood saying, we're not shooting anything there, we're done with you. And other businesses saying, we're not moving there.
Right.
Same thing happened with when Mother's husband was the governor of Indiana.
Yeah, and you think about it, how does industry move to a state with such whacked out medieval laws that affect people's human rights? You know what I mean? How do you want people to come work for my company in Mississippi?
And then remember the conservatives were like, that's extortion.
No, it's...
That's extortion. You should come here and have your rights subjugated.
Imagine.
And like it.
You're a female. You want to go work for a company in Mississippi? You're going to move from right. say, I don't know...
You're black?
California. Female? All right. Let me move to Mississippi. I can't be in charge of my pussy there. I'm going to move there. You're out of your mind.
Stacey Abrams... tweeted, yes. There is no film industry without storytellers. Thank you, WGA, for standing up for women and their doctors. You understand what's at stake. HB 481 is a terrible, cynical assault on bodily autonomy and thoughtful medical care. HB 481 is bad for business.
Yes.
Also.
Damn. See, that's a great angle. All this anti-human rights shit, it should be bad for business, right?
Well, yeah. Hit them. In the wallets.
Right.
But then they scream. Look at Hannity losing.
Oh, yes.
Hannity and Fucker Carlson losing right. advertisers. Oh, you're trying to stifle our free speech.
Fuck you. All you fucking assholes. God, dude.
So kudos to the WGA.
Yes. Kudos to the WGA. And again, the crabs would like to say fuck you to all you fucking snowflake dickbag GOP loads. You know?
A public service announcement. From
yes.
This one is, this is good.
Yes.
This is another reason why I'm really, really liking Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yes. Big fan.
We've got some more video of her, you know, the ridiculous... Kabuki theater presentation Mitch McConnell put on in the Senate with the Green New Deal and everything.
What was that shit?
That bring you to a vote when
right.
trying to paint it as ridiculous socialist fantasy that's going to take away everybody's cows and never let anyone fly ever again.
It's condescension.
Right.
At its worst. It's just, oh, fuck you.
And juvenile. It's just petty, which is one of the Republicans' biggest traits.
Yeah.
Is they're petty, vile little
right.
creatures these days.
And why isn't it about the environment for them? Why can't it be about that? You know what, as I'm saying this, I'm laughing because it's whatever. What my point is stupid. Why can't they care about the environment? Because they suck.
So here is AOC speaking at a hearing.
Yes.
About all this. Oh, wait. I don't know if I want to do that one. That one's going to have music that they put behind it.
Oh,
that'll
yes.
make me crazy.
Right. Let's get crazy.
Here's AOC, hopefully.
Right.
Without some news people's
bullshit.
Fucking music underneath
yes.
it. We don't need it.
Right.
But aside from that, when we talk about.
Okay. I want to go back farther.
Should we provide our own music? It's like. Bum, bada, bum, bum.
No.
Bidi, bidi, bum, bum, bum,
I hate
bum.
The music. You don't need the music under that shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm waiting for this other version to load.
Yes.
Meanwhile, crabdiving.com/Amazon for
yeah.
all of your purchasing shit on Amazon needs.
Right.
And that will help us out by every time you buy something, we get a wee little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Visit our portal. And we shall be rich.
Just assist us here.
Thank you.
At Cussin Liberal Media.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Tell your friends to follow us as well.
Here it is. This is AOC.
But aside from that, when we talk about the concern of the environment as an elitist concern, 1 year ago, I was waitressing in a taco shop in downtown Manhattan. I just got health insurance for the first time a month ago. This is not an elitist issue. This is a quality of life issue. You want to tell people that their concern and their desire for clean air and clean water is elitist? Tell that to the kids in the South Bronx, which are suffering from the highest rates of childhood asthma in the country. Tell that to the families in Flint, whose kids have their blood is ascending in lead levels. Their brains are damaged for the rest of their lives. Call them elitist. You're telling them that those kids are trying to get on a plane to Davos? People are dying.
Those kids are getting on a plane to Davos. They're elite.
God, yes! This makes me crazy. She's right.
You're telling them that those kids yeah. are trying to get on a plane to Davos? People are dying. They are dying. And the response across the other side of the aisle is to introduce an amendment 5 minutes before a hearing in a markup. This is serious. This should not be a partisan issue. This is about our constituents and all of our lives. Iowa, Nebraska, broad swaths of the Midwest are drowning right now, underwater. Farms, towns that will never be recovered and never come back. And we're here, and people are more concerned about helping oil companies than helping their own families? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Fuck yes. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it. God damn. That's what's up. That's what's
up. By the way, she's not reading.
She's just speaking.
Not reading from notes like those old Skeksis do.
Oh, she's speaking
like
from her
Chuck
fucking heart.
Grassley, who can't say anything
oh,
without
not.
Having it printed up in really large font in front of him by his toadies behind him.
This is what I want from my fucking party. I like that.
Are concerned about helping oil companies than helping their own families? I don't think so. I don't think so. This is about our lives. This is about American lives. And it should not be partisan. Science should not be partisan. We are facing a national crisis. And if we do not ascend to that crisis, if we do not ascend to the levels in which we were threatened at the Great Depression, when we were threatened in World War II, if we do not ascend to those levels, if we tell the American public that we are more willing to invest and bail out big banks than we are willing to invest in our farmers and our urban families, then I don't know what we're here doing. I don't know what we're here doing.
There you go.
I know what we're doing. I know what they're doing. They are raping this country. That is all they're doing. That is all this Donald Trump bullshit is about. Everybody in that cabinet, they're meant to fuck our country, privatize us, skull fuck us. They want to skull fuck us, and we're letting them. I like, fuck. Jesus. What she said.
Yes, sir, Jesus.
What she said.
I will do it.
Ah!
AOC continues
yes.
to impress me.
Yeah, and you know what, you little bitch-ass Republicans? Call her shrill. Call her loud. Whatever the fuck. We don't give a shit.
Kudos to AOC.
More. More. Please, more.
The,
God damn, these fucking Republicans.
We've got a,
She mentioned Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
Imagine. How long has that fucking thing been going on? Forever.
Yeah, still.
And we know why.
There's still bullshit going on.
Because they sucked the dick of those car companies. Those car companies got clean water to wash their engines because the water that everybody else was drinking was fucking rotting those engines on a car. Ugh.
Tobacco industry. The Volkswagen with the...
With the
fake catalytic converters that they intentionally built something in there to fool the emission computers
God
that you hook up to.
Damn.
I mean, it's just, it's that cartoonish level.
They don't want
evil
you to breathe.
Greed and corruption.
Those fat cat fuck faces in the Republicans, they don't care if you can breathe. They don't give a fuck about your water. They don't want you to fucking vote. They don't want you in charge of your vagina. And they want shit tons of guns. Why do you vote for them?
We mentioned Alex Jones several times. God, he played a lot of
Jesus.
His insane clips.
Yes.
He's still on Instagram, keeps popping up on YouTube on these channels that are popping up and stuff. So it's kind of hard to get rid of him, like a herpes sore.
Take out Laika. He's a herpes sore.
Yeah.
He's more of a herpes sore than an actual herpes sore.
And now he's again with more bullshit that's gotten him trouble in the first place. Sandy Hook truther and all that stuff.
Yes.
Now the horrific suicide of one of the fathers of one of the Sandy Hook victims, who was an advocate, who was one of the participants in the lawsuit against Alex Jones.
Yes.
For that, for Jones's bullshit.
Right.
Now Alex Jones is pushing a conspiracy theory that he didn't really kill himself.
How?
I mean, what happened to this guy? This whole Sandy Hook thing is like really getting even crazier. He said
he is craving. He's bananas.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones made a series of conspiratorial comments following the death of Jeremy Richmond, whose daughter was killed in the 2016 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Jones questioned whether he really died by suicide, as is reported, suggesting the death was timed to distract good news that had come out about Alex Jones.
Oh my God, you narcissist. What a he thinks this guy killed himself because of something going on.
No,
the
or someone took him out.
Oh, oh my God.
To make Alex Jones look bad.
No, this guy killed himself because his kid was shot to death.
He was found dead at his office building in Newtown the morning of March 25th, what police say is an apparent suicide. He was part of the group of Sandy Hook families suing Jones for defamation. Following the shooting, Jones definitively and repeatedly said that the violence at Sandy Hook didn't happen. After his public profile was raised, particularly after Trump appeared on his show in December of 2015, then as presidential candidate. Then Jones suddenly started backtracking, trying to spin his past comments.
Yeah.
In some cases, while advancing new Sandy Hook conspiracy theories in others.
And the guy that's our president now was on his show.
He commented on Richmond's death during his March 25th broadcast, okay. So Monday's show, repeatedly suggesting that Mr. Richmond did not die by suicide. He claimed the timing of the death is suspicious and meant to distract from the release of the summary of special counsel Robert Mueller's interference. So he's not only is he making it about him, but he's making the Mueller report about him.
Our country is filled with sociopathic dingbats. I don't know what to say. That's
again, I said I'd cover it next segment so I could think about this, but there really nothing to think about. You know, my life's an open book. And imagine I'm on a 4-minute break. I'm in there talking to him about posting the Joe Rogan interview that we're going to air coming up. TimFullWars.com from last week. He would have been live in studio, but his plane was late. It's powerful. And they go, hey, have you heard about this? This poor Sandy Hook father found dead. They're not sure if it's suicide or what. And I'm just stepping back, looking at this, shot himself in front of the town hall. I mean, how do I get a fair trial with stuff like this?
How do I get a fair trial with stuff like this? That's his reaction.
Wow.
To a man killing himself.
And we don't know why that... I don't know why that guy killed himself. I'm sure it had something to do with the fact that his kid died at Sandy Hook or something.
And the constant barrage of death threats.
Yes.
From Alex Jones's evil flying skunkies.
He felt like his life was hell. Can you imagine having a kid have shot in a goddamn mass shooting? And then you have these lunatic Sandy Hook truthers. Some guy like Alex Jones paints a target on his fucking back. He's like, fuck it. He kills himself. And even after the fucking guy, even after he's dead, Alex Jones has to come after him.
How am I going
to
get fair trial with shit like this happening? How am I going to
get Alex Jones?
Oh, do I get
his life has been nothing but fair. His life is saying bullshit on the air, getting paid lots of money. That's his life.
I mean, how do I get a fair trial with stuff like this? God. I've never said this guy's name. Never said his name until now. And we're obviously, first it's, we don't know he's got gunshot wounds or whatever. Now it's, well, apparent suicide. I mean, is there going to be a police investigation? Are they going to look at the surveillance cameras? I mean, what happened to this guy? This whole Sandy Hook thing is like really getting even crazier. And the way the media has been on this since day one.
Oh, here we go. The media. The media is the big evil. Hey,
well, does he think that it's not worthy of a story? This shooting in 2000.
A pile of dead kids. Dead kindergartners.
And our government didn't do anything. We can't. Yeah. We had a pile of dead kids. No gun control. Nothing. 2012. It's 2019. I do not know what is going on in that kid, that parent's mind. He lost his kid in a horrible shooting. He killed himself. It's not about Alex Jones.
It's what made people suspicious when the media blamed all Americans for what happened. People are sick of that. Bad people are to blame for what happens with guns or cars or knives or baseball bats. But we should pray for the family of this poor gentleman. We pray for Jeremy Richmond's family.
Well, that's good of him. Pray for the family.
Hey, Alex, take your Sky God bullshit and shove it up your nasty fucking ass.
There's more. Comes back from break after having thought about it.
Yeah.
And then that way it's a clear and present issue. Like, Roku, take him off. He's doing it now. Or NPR, he won't stop. We just ask him to stop, but he won't. It's why we have to do it. It's why we have to get rid of the First Amendment. So I believe people died there. But undoubtedly, the Democratic Party, the media, these law firms are using this to try to end the First Amendment, something Democrats openly want right now.
Democrats are trying to stop the First Amendment by going after Alex Jones for the lies that he said about Sandy Hook.
Well, I'm sorry to say that he's probably right about that. That people believe that. Not that he's right about it. I mean, people probably agree with him. Lunatics out there probably agree with him.
All the info warriors.
And that's fucking disgusting.
First Amendment. Something Democrats openly want right now.
What?
A bunch of the articles say his name. Alex Jones and Jeremy Richmond, Sandy Hook dad kills himself as defamation suit continues. And then it just goes on, article after article with my face on the front and my name.
He's flipping through pieces of printouts of all these stories from the web with his picture. Well, by the way, they're not all. There's a few of them. There's a bunch of pictures of Mr. Richmond.
But. If there's an element that has to do with like Sandy Hook truth and all these lunatics,
the guy's suing him. So he's going to pop up.
He's the face of that, right?
Right.
On the front and my name with his death. We have no idea whether he was even murdered at this point.
What the fuck is there? Okay. Maybe I'm not following this story enough. Is there evidence that this
guy, they checked the security tapes? I don't know.
I'm sure they did, dickhead.
Why would some anti-gun guy do this? This is really sad. My prayers go out to him and his family, and we wish for the truth of whatever really happened here.
And this is the moronic single-celled brain thought of these idiots. Why would a guy who hates guns do this? They don't understand that people don't want to, not everybody wants to get rid of all the guns. There are people who think there should be sensible gun legislation.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're the same people who say, I want every gun gone.
He's talking about this guy that shot himself was anti-gun, and that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Why would an anti-gun guy do that?
Why would an anti-gun do that? Because he didn't want to live anymore. That's why he
did. And we wish for the truth of whatever really happened here to come out. We don't know yet. And we'll see the corporate media say outrageous lies, but it's what they do. And look.
No, the corporate media does what we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm playing this off of Media Matters. He's going to squeal about Media Matters for literally quoting him.
They're saying what you said.
Right.
They're reporting what you said.
And literally linking to the video of that. And then a transcript beneath it.
When you saw this story about this guy that killed himself, it's so horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Jones is just vile. That's my point. I don't know what to say.
The good news of no collusion. The good news that I'm not a...
But he is the Republican Party right now. He's the butthurt privilege. How dare anyone challenge me? How dare everyone come after me? I'm the victim.
You know, who knows what is going through the guy's mind when he killed himself, or whatever led up to it. And I don't know. It's insane to me that he is saying that is taking away from the good news about the no collusion. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying. He's saying
it's what they do. And look, the good news of no collusion, the good news that I'm not a Russian agent comes out. And now this happens right on time.
So to him,
yeah,
Mueller's report is vindicating to him to prove, therefore, I'm not a Russian agent.
Was anybody wondering if Alex Jones was a Russian agent?
There was talk of him being one of the platforms that spread, you know, Hillary had a stroke yesterday, or Hillary's dying of Parkinson's, or Hillary is eating babies after she fucks them in a pizza parlor.
Yeah, you know, someone should look into that just because fuck him. Just look into everything about this guy. Fuck him. He's horrible.
And now, this happens right on time. Just amazing. And he's one of many people suing me. I've never said his name. I have now. And, you know, my prayers again for him.
Oh, fuck.
And for his family. Let's go ahead and play one of the local newscasts.
So anyway.
This thoughts and prayers thing from him is so goddamn disgusting and condescending. Shove your thoughts and prayers again in your dick hole.
Yeah.
Nobody's interested. Who fucking cares? I don't give a fuck what you think about something in the sky that doesn't fucking exist. This guy killed himself. That really happened. And his child got killed at Sandy Hook. That happened. Your thoughts and prayers don't mean dick. Fuck you.
Right.
God, fuck you.
That's who we're dealing with.
Oh, Jesus.
They're gross. Gross
people.
I don't know.
How's Instagram have this guy on the air? And where does, and this Infowars.com, where, that's hosted on something, on GoDaddy, on some host monster, like that? We should boycott that shit. Oh, my God. Because it's, I don't know.
A lot of them have moved to some of the vile. Some of the more open ones.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Some like GoDaddy and HostGator, and some of them have said, don't come here. Like
when
Daily Stormer was looking for a home and things like that.
Has Trump ever been on the Daily Stormer and interviewed by a Nazi podcast or anything like that?
I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
You know, never mind. I almost brought up something I know you're going to talk about it later, probably, and I have a question, and I didn't mean to say anything out loud. That Facebook ban on white supremacy groups and all that shit.
Yes.
Does that include Steve King's website?
Sure.
Yeah, that's my question. Fuck all these fucking Nazis and these bastard Sandy Hook truthers and you fucksticks. Don't want anybody to be in charge of their vaginas. Oh, you suck. Fuck you, man.
There is, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and you can get a new book.
Yes.
That is coming out.
Fuck Chick-fil-A.
A long time. It's a biography.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with Chick-fil-A. I
just
want to
throw that in there.
Chick-fil-A Tourette's.
I just wanted to make sure that was said today.
It's a book about Barbara Bush.
Okay.
Former first lady. Passed right. Not that long ago.
Okay.
She did have This is from USA Today. Got some of the I don't know, the galleys or whatever. Got some of the stuff from the book.
Okay.
Matriarch, the matriarch, Barbara Bush in the Making of an American Dynasty will be published on April 2nd.
Right.
And the little blurb here it has in USA Today says, Barbara Bush blamed Donald Trump for her heart attack.
I mean,
it wasn't. I have to sneeze.
Oh, God bless you. Thoughts and prayers that you make it through that sneeze, let your eyeballs popping out.
It wasn't technically a heart attack, though she called it that. It was a crisis in her long battle with congestive heart failure, chronic pulmonary disease that hit her like a sledgehammer one day in June 2016. An ambulance was called to take her to the hospital. The two former presidents who had been home with her that day, her husband and her oldest son, trailed her in a car, driven by the Secret Service. The tumultuous presidential campaign in general and Trump's ridicule of son Jeb Bush in particular had riled her. It's angst, she told the author.
Right. He called Trump called Jeb low energy, right?
Yes.
And then Jeb added an exclamation point to the end of his name.
Well, drop Bush.
Right. Oh, yeah.
At the end. And then add an exclamation point, which obviously made him exciting.
I get it, though, Jeb, because I've said jokes on stage before and I've heard absolutely nothing. You could hear a pin drop. I mean, it's so quiet. It's not a horrible idea to say, please clap. Horrible. I mean, they clapped after he said it, right? They did clap.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, look at it like that. You know, you do what you can to get through your time on stage, whatever works.
How did she think things were going in the age of Trump? Quote, I'm trying not to think about it, she said.
Yeah.
1 year after Trump's election. We're a strong country. I think it will all work out. But she was dismayed by the nation's divisions and the direction that her party had taken.
Wow. And she's a rich white person. Privileged.
In an interview in October 2017, in February 2018, she said, when asked, do you still consider yourself a Republican? I'd probably say no today.
Damn!
The mother of the one Republican president, wife of another one.
Right. Because Bush Sr., I mean, he would be to the left of the Republican Party now, wouldn't he? Kind of?
Yeah. Reagan!
Reagan would be, yeah.
In aspects.
Is it fake news that Reagan rode a dinosaur with a...
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking.
After Trump's rise, she saw it as a party that she could not continue to support. A party she no longer recognized, even as one of her grandsons, George P. Bush, was on the ballot as a Republican running for re-election in Texas as a land commissioner.
Fuck you. God, they're all over the fucking place.
She was reluctant for Jeb to run.
Right.
Seeing how brutal presidential campaigns and the presidency could be.
Well, yeah. I mean...
And she knew that Jeb would inherit George's and her husband's baggage before he even stepped foot in the office.
I mean, you know, and the baggage is your one son lied us into a fucking war. How many Iraqis dead based on those lies?
A fuck ton. A lot.
Fuck ton of Americans. The Patriot Act.
Eventually, she went out campaigning for him. He asked because he was in trouble. He had lost the opening Iowa caucuses and was struggling for traction in New Hampshire.
Right.
She agreed, not only because she would do just about anything for her family, but also she was alarmed by Trump, the rival who was coming on strong for the nomination.
Did she want to stop Trump? Did she think she could?
Well, yeah. She even recorded an ad. At the time, she was 90 and using a walker. She was walking around New Hampshire in a snowstorm.
Hold on a second. Jeb, low energy Jeb.
Please clap.
As his mom, who's
Well, he didn't ask her for that specifically, but he asked her to help him out and campaign, I guess, or if she would be willing to go out.
Oh, Jeff, you going to ask your 90-year-old mother to come out and campaign for you? I don't know. God, dude.
She did an interview on CBS. I love my son. I know America needs him.
Yeah.
3 days before the primary, she said, he's honest, dependable, loyal, relatively funny.
Right.
Good looking. But funny, he's got the same American values that America seems to have lost.
Yes.
He's almost too polite. I don't advise him, but if I gave him advice, I would say, why don't you interrupt like the other people do?
Ah, that's funny as shit. I mean, let me ask you something. Let's say you're running for president. It's not going well. And you think if you invited your mother out to campaign for you, it would help.
Because she's the only popular Bush.
But you know it's going to take a toll on her. Would you have asked your mom to campaign on your behalf if you're running for president?
Of course not. She refused to say Trump's name.
Right.
I'm not getting into a spitting match with him. He can spit farther than I can.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Anchor Nora O'Donnell noted Trump had ridiculed Bush for deploying his mother in a campaign.
Yes.
Trump said, just watch Jeb's ad where he desperately needed mommy to help him.
Oh, my God.
That's Trump right. tweeted, Jeb, mom cannot help you with ISIS, the Chinese, or with Putin.
What the fuck? See, this is the Republicans' fault. They let this guy into the party. And he's just burning our country to the fucking ground. You know?
At that point, Barbara Bush, they say, erupted. Putin endorsed him, for heaven's sake. Putin the killer. Putin the worst. He endorsed Trump. That's an endorsement you don't want.
Right! Of course! Putin endorsed me. What the fuck?
Trump went on to win the New Hampshire primary. Jeb finishing a disappointing fourth.
Oh, ouch. Damn.
He did no better 11 days later in the South Carolina primary and decided to end his campaign.
Hillary Clinton said Vlad's last election was bullshit.
Yeah. But we're also finding that she hated Trump for decades.
Oh, okay.
In her diary in January of 1990. She just read a news story about Trump addressing a Los Angeles charity gala.
Yes.
An awards dinner from Merv Griffin, hosted by the American Friends of Hebrew University, attended by Ronald and Nancy Reagan. Trump needled the former president for the high-priced speeches he delivered in Japan. I see President and Mrs. Reagan in the audience. Do you have to pay them $2
million? Oh, my. He's a dick, you know? Although this doesn't bother me. This is Republicans needling other Republicans.
In her diary, she wrote, the real symbol of greed in the 80s of Trump.
That was him.
Yeah.
Wow.
A month later, she saved news clippings to show a friend about Trump's separation from his first wife, Ivana. Their divorce would be finalized in 92. She noted that Ivana's allies said that the $25 million settlement in the prenup she signed wasn't enough. She said the Trumps are a new word, both of them. Trump now means greed, selfishness, and ugly. So sad. This is 1992.
And she's right. She yes. wouldn't be a Republican now.
Yeah. It says in 88, Trump had made a weird overture to George Bush. When Bush was the senior.
Yes.
When Bush was poised to clinch the Republican presidential nomination. Reports that Trump told campaign strategist Lee Atwater he was available to be Bush's running mate.
Well, I mean, he did pick Dan Quayle.
In his diary, George H.W. Bush dismissed the idea as strange and unbelievable.
He didn't say what his son said so many years later after Trump's inaugural speech. That's some weird shit.
In one interview, she said, I don't understand why people are for him during the campaign in 2016.
Yeah, I agree. I don't understand. No, I do understand. They're racist. They're racist, and she should understand that.
She expressed astonishment women could support him. George Bush ended up voting for Hillary Clinton the first time in his life he cast a ballot for a Democrat for president.
Shit. You know, Republicans, none of you are allowed to be surprised about how racist your party is. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to be surprised about Donald Trump. Because he went out and he dog whistled those racist motherfuckers and they came to the polls and they fucking voted for him. They're not allowed to be surprised. Fuck that. Please. You know you're the party of racism. Suck a dick.
The morning after the election, George H.W., honoring the traditions of the office, called Trump to offer his congratulations. In her diary, Barbara wrote that Trump was very nice. Quote, he said George was a great president. He admired us both. He said Jeb was strong and a great man. He's trying, at this moment, to be conciliatory.
Yeah.
Says he wants to represent all the people.
Right. I mean, it is odd. It does rub me the wrong way to hear Republicans surprised at their party for voting for Trump. Because if I remember correctly, George Sr. ran that Willie Horton ad, right?
Yes.
And that helped him.
He allegedly has had reservations about it, but he did run it.
He did it anyway, yes. Baby. Ran that racist fucking ad, and he won. And you know what Trump did? He did the same shit, and he fucking won. The electoral, not the fucking popular vote.
She went to bed, she said, the night of the election. She said, I woke up and discovered, to my horror, that Trump had won.
Yeah, well.
She didn't hide her horror from those close to her. After Trump was elected, a friend in Kennebunkport gave her a Trump countdown clock as a joke. The red, white, and blue digital clock displayed how many days, hours, minutes, and seconds remained in Trump's term. She parked it on a side table in her bedroom next to the chair she sat in to do needlepoint and watch television. She liked the countdown clock so much that when the Bushes returned to Houston in October, she took it with her, put it on her bedside table where she could see it every day. It was sitting there the day that she passed.
That's how much she hates this guy.
Watching hit the countdown until he's gone.
That makes me like Barbara Bush. I hate Trump too. Mm-hmm. I hate it. I would love that countdown clock.
So
I'll put it right here. I'll fucking stare at it.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go and pre-order the book, The Matriarch.
Well, that's fascinating.
All about Barbara Bush.
Do they have any stories about her son going out to the, to where that ranch in Texas, wherever the fuck that was?
Yeah. Crawford?
Bush Hoggin, and he got lost, right? He got lost walking around on that ranch once.
I don't remember.
It's in the movie.
Very likely.
Did you see that movie about George Bush?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Who played George Bush? That dude.
Sam something.
Elliot. I'm just kidding. What was it, Sam something? No. It was, but there's a B in it. Bullet.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. Tweet us. Somebody that might can remember something. Tell us who the fuck played George Bush in that movie. Bush. I think it was called Bush.
Being W? That's another movie. That one you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. What's the guy in that?
There's one called Vice. There's one called W. There's a whole bunch of
them. Oh, it's W. Who does it say the... The dude?
Vice is the one with Dick Cheney.
Right.
Christian Bale as Dick Cheney, which is, if you've seen clips of that, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah. There's something about like skinny, fit people playing fat people. You know what I mean?
In Vice?
No, nah, just in general. I always say that.
Sam Rockwell played Bush in that movie. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay,
of.
Okay.
You're saying W?
Yeah.
Is the one you think you were referring to? 2008 film?
Yes.
Based on George W. Bush?
Right.
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin. Yeah. He was good.
Thanos.
That's Thanos?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a funny resume. You're going to play George W. then Thanos.
And the guy that, spoiler alert, kills half of everyone in the universe.
Oh, yeah. So you can play Hitler next.
Oh. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We've got a story about a company that doesn't appear to have that big of a sense of humor.
Okay.
There is a company called TriHealth.
Yes.
That it's a medical company.
Right.
And to their office in Cincinnati.
Okay.
They were sent an item and they're now suing the company that is known for producing sexually explicit gag gifts after they received one of the products delivered anonymously.
Right.
The medical company says that the dicks by mail service they have, you can send anonymously send edible gummy dicks.
Oh, a bag of dicks.
As you can on, go to Amazon.
Amazon.com/crabdiving, type in bags of dicks. You can send it to whoever the fuck you want to.
But they also have this device that they send that when you open it, it is spring loaded and it sends out a ton of little confetti penises that blow up little paper penises all over the place.
That's
confetti
funny.
Shaped like dicks.
Well, that's funny.
They said they were sent the confetti penises from the website in a spring loaded package.
Right.
They refer to as a bomb
package, a dick bomb.
They're claiming that the website intentionally causes emotional distress to their employees.
I mean, I can see how the dick bomb goes off. They're paper dicks, right?
It's a tube-shaped package. When you pop the top off of it, the lawsuit states, quote, "Nothing about the package warned us it was a spring-loaded dick bomb."
This package. Baggage.
When the office manager opened the package, hundreds of confetti penises shot out.
Some guy in the mailroom opened this
Some of which struck the office manager, who was startled and frightened.
You could get a paper cut from the paper scrotal thing, you know, in your eye.
The website describes their products meant for loved ones as a surprise or as a joke meant to induce laughter.
Yes.
Or send to foes they say deserve that feeling of sadness, disappointment, and betrayal.
Yes. Dick bomb. Dick bomb to you.
They're claiming it's some conspiracy by the website.
Yes.
And interference with business relationships or something.
Okay. They're fucking up companies by sending dick bombs.
They're suing everybody.
Everybody's getting sued.
They're trying to find out who sent who the name of the individual that ordered it, but the company refused to provide the name.
Right.
So they're filing a lawsuit because they want that name too, and they want to sue that person.
A dick bomb lawsuit. Come on, man. It's paper dicks came out of a package.
The company believes the same person anonymously called in a bomb threat to the office in January. Well, that's not good.
That's different than a bomb.
But they have no, what evidence do they have that it's the same person?
Right. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of Jerry Orbach in Law and Order, and I'm investigating this. Do I think the paper dick bomb is tied to the earlier bomb threat? I'm gonna have to check that avenue out. You know what I mean? I gotta look into that.
So they're claiming emotional distress.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. I'm sad.
From a dick bomb.
I'm sad from dick bomb.
I can see you'd be startled by
wow,
a bunch of confetti shooting out, but
I think I would.
A moment later, I would be laughing my ass off and grabbing my phone to take pictures.
Well, let's do a little checkoff. Let's go through the process. Let's say you had to act this scene. I get the package. Okay, look, look, there's this package.
Well, checkoff, you have to think about it for an hour and a half and describe your feelings.
I'm going
to
put a gun on the coffee table.
Right.
I open up the package. Oh, look. Bam. dick bomb. Oh, shit. What the fuck? What is this shit?
But then I would be.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. Look at this little paper dick. That's hilarious.
Yes.
I don't know. Dick bomb me. I don't give a fuck.
Put somebody's eye out.
Yes.
I got a paper dick shot in my eye.
My dick bomb cut my cornea.
I took a paper load.
Yeah. It ruined my cones.
So there you go.
Yes.
Dick bombs.
That is hilarious. And
a butthurt company.
I thought you were going to say like a giant dick came out and shot like fake ejaculate or something.
No, I think that might be a different business.
Crab diving, trademark, patent pending.
We've got a couple of minutes left here on Wednesday's Hump Day Big Show.
Fuck you.
Let's induce some rage.
Oh, okay.
To send people off for the rest of their day.
Damn it, you're right. Everybody should be angry. Fuck.
Wall Street bonuses last year. I know you'll be sending thoughts and prayers.
Go to amazon.com/crabdiving, pick up pitchforks. Just kidding.
The typical annual bonus last year slipped by 17%. The typical annual bonus slipped to the figure of $153,700 bonus.
So that means they made other money.
Bonus.
It's $100,000 on top of what you made.
$153,000.
I will live off your bonus. God. What the?
But don't feel sorry for them, because in the banking sector, even including down years like the last one,
yes,
bonuses since 1985 have jumped 1,000%.
1,000%. Okay, so you would take that number from 1980, whatever, multiply it by 1,000, move some decimals. Who gives a fuck? That's your number.
Mm-hmm. By comparison,
wow,
the federal minimum wage
has gone up by 1,000?
Has increased about 100% during the same period.
That's different than 1,000, isn't it? Isn't it?
It's 10 times different.
Man.
Roughly.
What the fuck, dude?
So, using that extrapolation,
yes,
if the minimum wage
had
grown at the same pace as Wall Street bonuses.
Right.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that would be good, right? What would that be?
Fast food workers and other low-wage workers would be earning right now a baseline wage of $33.51 an hour.
Wow, imagine, what would that do to the economy?
And we saw that just following the dollar and inflation and everything since the 50s, it should be $27 to $30
something
an
like
hour.
That.
So it's around
something
the same.
Like that. Yeah. You know, whatever. I guess rich people are the only ones that should make money.
Meanwhile, it's $7.25 an hour is our federal minimum wage. A lot of states that are sane and municipalities are passing it. But then don't forget, when the cities are passing minimum wage increases, the states, if they're run by Republicans, are trying to override that.
Oh, of course.
And passing laws saying, you can't raise the minimum wage in your city.
Our government they don't want us to drink clean water. They don't want us
Republicans
to breathe.
Don't
the
want
Republicans
us to
don't
drink
want us to breathe
water.
Or to make a living wage.
Right.
Is it just Jesus and racism for these idiots that vote for them?
That's a good start. Yeah. Don't forget guns.
God damn. Oh, yeah. Guns. Okay. Motherfucker. Well,
at the same time, pay for the top paid U.S. workers has surged.
Okay. Perfect. Wow.
Creating the rich get richer phenomenon that is exacerbating income inequality.
Because
the practice of awarding large bonuses to Wall Street executives is also widening the gender and racial pay gaps, since almost all those fuckers are white and have penises.
Hell yeah, motherfucker. I mean, it's gross. What are we supposed to say to this shit? What are we supposed to say? Just wait around.
And then they think it was actually the only reason it went down last year is because they were trying to pay people off earlier because of the tax code changes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they were trying to get their bonuses earlier.
Right.
And then in 2018, it looked like their bonuses went down.
Takers.
Well, yeah.
Takers.
Because $150,000 for a bonus, Brian. And you tax that.
You think about these entitlements. The Paul Ryan, you remember him? I don't know if you remember Paul Ryan. It's
sadly,
it's dick bag.
He hasn't vanished from my memory yet.
He wanted everybody's grandparents to starve to death. And think about that. The Republicans whittling away at Medicaid.
Sure.
All this other shit, not raising the minimum wage. They want you to take a fucking drug, pass a fucking drug test to get Medicaid.
Yes.
The nerve of these motherfuckers. Ah, oh, God. You know all these rich people are pilled up like a motherfucker, too.
Yeah, but they get it from their doctor,
please,
so it's
yes.
completely legal.
Fuck them.
We gotta go, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back bitching and moaning and yelling and cussing and maybe laughing a little bit tomorrow.
Roar!
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify,
yes.
Your favorite application. Always at crabdiving.com.
If you knew the power of the dark side.
Oh.
Is that Dick Cheney?
Brian's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great effing evening, everybody. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow.
The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.